Education and Healthcare Reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Last year, the Center for Disease Control reported that 1 in 59 children is diagnosed with ASD, or Autism Spectrum Disorder. Crystal Troll is the mother of an autistic child and has planned autism awareness in April and always, and she's joining us today from the Kirby Family Studio in downtown Sioux Falls. Welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Also with us on the phone, Lori Unum. She is Vice President of State Government Affairs with Autism Speaks, and she's with us on the phone. Lori, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much, Lori. Glad to be here.
Lori, I'd like to start with you because I want to take us back to the last time the two of you were here with us. We were during the South Dakota legislative session and some coverage, you know, there was a bill to try to increase or to return some coverage to families with children who really needed those services. Give people who didn't follow that story an update of what happened during the South Dakota legislative session, please.
Sure. Well, it starts even a little further back than that because South Dakota passed legislation in 2015 to require health insurers to cover treatment for autism, particularly applied behavior analysis, or ABA, which is the most commonly prescribed treatment and can be very effective for individuals with autism. So South Dakota did what many other states have done, and that they required coverage for ABA, but the bill only applied to certain types of health insurance plans, large group plans regulated by the state, and it didn't apply to individual or small group plans, those written for 50 or fewer employees, companies that have 50 or fewer employees. In South Dakota, a number of the insurance companies covered ABA anyway, even though they didn't have to, pursuant to the terms of the 2015 legislation. And they did that for a while, but then, within the last 3 to 6 months, they stopped the coverage and said, well, we don't have to cover this. And essentially, I think it was a kind of one said, we're going to pull out, and the other one said, well, if you're not going to cover it, we're not going to cover it. So the bottom line is, as of January of this year, there were a lot of families who had been getting coverage for ABA, and suddenly it was yanked from them. So the bill that was pending in the South Dakota legislature this year was to require coverage in those types of plans, individual and small group plans. And that is the bill that there was a whole lot of coverage and an amazing hearing in the South Dakota legislature, but which was not successful.
Now, Crystal, this topic might go away for a lot of people who aren't directly impacted by the failure of the legislation. For you and other mothers and fathers who have kids with on the autism spectrum disorder, on the spectrum, this doesn't go away at all. Tell us a little bit about what's happened in your life and in your support circle since the legislative session.
Sure. So we were, we were actually very lucky. My daughter's dad actually happened to have started a new job at the end of 2018 and was eligible for benefits this year, 2019. And she actually was able to start her therapy again due to being on new coverage, a new insurance plan altogether, actually on World Autism Day, April 2nd. But I know that is not the case for most of the families that have lost coverage that were previously receiving coverage for ABA. And so I know families that have thought, are talking about moving out of state, are talking about finding new jobs and things like that, and other options as well. So it's been a hard struggle for a lot of families touched by autism in South Dakota.
Crystal, put in perspective how critical this applied behavior analysis is and how urgent the situation is if you don't have it for even a few months.
Sure. So for my personal experience with my daughter, our main concern with her was communication. And ABA it was a miracle. We thought she was in traditional speech therapy for over a year with very, very minimal success. And then within less than a month, or about a month in ABA therapy, she said her first word. And I say, you know, with Nicole, the focus was communication at first for us. That was our main concern. But she doesn't exhibit some of the other symptoms of autism, such as self-injurious behavior, that I would say, you know, are indescribably more concerning than communication issues, because you're worrying about the safety aspect, and in some cases can be life-threatening behaviors, either for the child or for the caregiver. And just like ABA helped with Nicole's, you know, communication skills, it can help and improve, it can decrease unwanted behaviors and increase, you know, wanted behaviors. And it's, I mean, it really is unbelievable.
Yeah. Lori, the last time we talked, we ended with the idea that this conversation is not over and there is more work to be done. What's happened in that regard since the close of the session?
Well, I have to say, I'm so proud of the autism community and the families like Crystal's in South Dakota who have kept the pressure on in a polite, professional way. But they've made sure that the legislators and the executive branch are aware that this is still a huge problem for families. And there are kids who will never reach their maximum functioning level if we don't hurry up and fix this in South Dakota. And there actually has been a development on the policy front. Really just this morning, the news came out of the Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. And this gets a little bit technical, but the Division of Insurance within the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation announced this morning, basically, that they are attempting to add ABA coverage to South Dakota's benchmark plan. And that would have essentially the same effect as the legislation would have had. Basically, under the Affordable Care Act, every state selects a benchmark plan, an existing health insurance plan to serve as its benchmark. And then other plans in the individual and small group market have to mirror the benefits that are in that benchmark plan. Well, the federal government eased up the regulations a little bit this year and basically said, well, said to the states, if your benchmark doesn't look exactly the way you want it to look, we're giving you some flexibility to add a benefit if you want to. But you have to show, essentially the state just has to show actuarially that it wouldn't make this plan overly generous. And they have rules for what it means to be overly generous. So the news that came out this morning then is that the South Dakota Division of Insurance is intending or proposing to add ABA coverage to the benchmark plan. Unfortunately, the coverage wouldn't then become mandatory until 2021. So that is a very long way away if you have a toddler with autism. But it is a way to get that ABA coverage into the plans that don't have it now.
And what, once that has been proposed, has to happen for it to be approved and to hit that 2021 mark?
Well, there's a comment period for the next couple of weeks where people can, you know, let their thoughts be known on it. And then it gets submitted to the United States Department of Health and Human Services for approval. And I've actually been in touch with the federal officials who handle these approvals. I can't imagine that they wouldn't approve the addition of ABA. It would certainly meet the actuarial standards that it can't make this plan super expensive or overly generous. It definitely meets that. We know that from our experience with the ABA benefit, both in South Dakota and in other states. So I anticipate that this will be a successful path forward.
Crystal, a victory, it feels like, in the making, but a very frustrating one because of the timetable attached to it when that legislation was so close at hand. Tell me a little bit about what people are saying about how this is moving forward and what the pace of it does to their lives.
Well, other families like mine who have lost the coverage and some that still aren't getting the coverage or just really affected by this right now, we've talked about it and we've said it's great. You know, we're going to make something happen. We're going to make something happen so that other families in the future touched by autism don't have to go through this. Unfortunately, with autism, early intervention is so important. And when you're talking early intervention and you're talking starting by age 3, we don't have 2 years to wait for these kids. So unfortunately, it's really, really sad to think of those families. But on the positive, at least there is a, you know, light at the end of the tunnel.
The advocacy that you and other parents have provided has a legacy to it that's beyond your own children. Tell us a little bit about the Autism Awareness in April and always upcoming events.
Yes. So after everything with Session got over and I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, you know, we were told we got to keep the attention up, awareness up and everything like that. What can I do? And so the last Monday in March, I had the idea of why don't we have an end of the month event for Autism Awareness Month. And kind of get the legislature involved and legislators and invite them and everything. And so it's been amazing, and I've had help from so many people. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. The space has been donated by Augie. It's tomorrow night, Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Augustana University's Froyland Science Complex here in Sioux Falls. And we from 6 to 6:45, we're going to have games. Well, we'll have games and activities, prizes, food, and fun for the whole family the entire time. But then at 6:45, we'll have some speakers. We'll have Representative Ryan Schwach, who was the prime sponsor on the legislation that that we're talking about from this past session. Then we're also going to have Representative Jean Hunhoff speak as well about autism needs in South Dakota and just the need for people being aware. And then also to represent Sioux Falls, we will have City Council Member Teresa Staley speaking as well, just to welcome and give the City Council's point of view as well. So I'm excited about that. In addition to our speakers, we also have several other legislators who just plan to come to gain knowledge and information about autism and meet the families affected by autism, you know, that they represent, and just join in the fun. So I'm really, really excited about that. We're going to have prizes. We will have door prizes for the first 75 kids that show up. I'm going to have a grand prize drawing for a parent or guardian. And then there's a possibility of more prizes being donated as well, possibly even scholarships. So.
Laura Unum, this is not a group of parents who are going to sit back and wait for 2021 and hope for the best. There's still a lot of activity and contact with lawmakers going forward. What are your thoughts as far as what people need to know right now, what can be done right now?
Well, I think that what they're doing is exactly right, getting to know their legislators and helping the legislators understand the situation they're in, and to really feel it and experience it, to meet the families. My hope is that if this proposal from the South Dakota Division of Insurance goes through, which I anticipate it will in fairly short order, is that then there can be some public pressure on the insurance companies to go ahead and implement the benefit. I mean, if they know they're going to have to do it in 2021 anyway, and they've got experience with it because they had it in place last year, let's just go ahead and do what's right for the kids in South Dakota. And I think that might be a really feasible scenario that we might see happen if these families play their cards right, which I think they're doing.
Lori Unum is Vice President of State Government Affairs with Autism Speaks. Lori, thank you so much for being here right now.
My pleasure.
Crystal Troll, Autism Awareness in April and Always. Crystal, thank you so much for coming here again.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you next time.
Yep, sure will.